DW.
Since he was a child, 70-year-old Gennady Kaladze has been fishing the lower reaches of the Rioni River. It meanders past his village of Akalsopeli in the western lowlands of Georgia before flowing into the Black Sea, about 80 kilometers further west. But it wasn't until last August that he accidentally hooked his first sturgeon.
At first, I thought it was a catfish or a common barbel. There were many sturgeons in my grandfather's time, but now they're very rare. I remember before, they would sometimes catch 200 to 300 of them in one day. They would swim up all the way to Kutaisi before the dams came.
Instead of taking his catch home for a meal, as he says he might have done when he was younger, Kaladze took photos of it and a clipping of its anal fin, which he passed on to 49 Flora International. That's an international conservation group that started the country's first sturgeon monitoring program 3 years ago. They identified the fish that Kaladze later released into the river as a Russian sturgeon. All species of sturgeons have long slender noses, fringed with whisker-like leathery feelers, and spindle-shaped bodies with rows of bony plates. Some species, like the beluga, can live up to 100 years and grow up to 7 meters long. But although they've outlived dinosaurs, they're now on the brink of extinction. And it's in part due to overfishing for one of the world's most expensive delicacies, their raw, unfertilized eggs, known as caviar. Today, however, the fish face a far greater threat from dams that conservationists such as Fleur Scheel, the Caucasus Program Manager for Fauna and Flora International, say could further propel them to extinction.
If you want to protect these last few specimens in the river, you really cannot do more harm to this system.
Sturgeons swim upstream to lay eggs and spawn. Across Eurasia and North America, this breeding cycle has been disrupted by dams, leading to global population crashes. Sturgeons are now locally extinct in 13 of 15 rivers in the Black Sea region. The Rioni River is now vital to their survival. But even here, the fish aren't safe from dam construction. Now, the Georgian government is planning to add two more new dams upstream.
Even though these dams are going to be constructed upstream, they will have a significant impact downstream. They will be changing the water velocity, the turbidity of the river, the amount of sedimentation coming down, the water temperature, and all these factors are directly impacting the spawning and recruitment success of the sturgeon.
The Georgian government said the dams would be built with investments from a Turkish firm called Enka Renewables and will help generate up to 15% of the country's electricity while providing 1,600 new jobs. But local residents are not happy about the dams that will also flood three villages and displace about 300 families. That anger spilled out onto city streets in Kutaisi and the capital, Tbilisi, where thousands showed up to protest the dams in late May. Many of them have refused compensation and resettlement. And they have questioned the environmental impact assessments that were carried out after the contract for the dams was signed. People are also angry at the government for signing a contract that they feel gives exceedingly favourable conditions to the investors, including leasing a large area of forested land to the company for 99 years and the right for them to freely extract natural resources and divert waters from nearby tributaries for the dam's reservoirs. Varlam Goeltiani leads the local group that has protested the dam since October 2020 when construction works began.
When investors decide to give money to this type of project, all the roads are opened up for them. There are no real restrictions for them. They can do everything freely. Basically, with the price of us giving up our rights at the end.
So far, the protesters have had some success. In late May 2021, Natia Turnava, the Georgian Minister of Economy and Sustainable Development, announced in a public address that all dam construction works would be paused for 12 months to review concerns raised by protesters.
We, the government, are eager to use our local energy resources in order to strengthen Georgia's energy and economy, including the implementation of this project correctly and the balancing of everyone's interests.
Dirk Buschel is the Deputy Director of the EU Energy Community Secretariat, as well as the chairman of its Dispute Resolution and Negotiation Centre that's mediating discussions on the Namakwani Dam. He says the Namakwani case is a complex one, as Georgia has always traditionally depended on hydropower, which has its advantages.
There are not many alternatives, which is a blessing, given that in other countries the alternatives are coal or gas. The fight against climate change requires non-fossil fuels. Hydropower is such a non-fossil fuel, and on the other hand, hydropower in many cases tends to impact biodiversity significantly.
Georgia has over 90 hydropower plants that supply more than 80% of its electricity. In comparison, countries like Poland and Germany still rely on coal and lignite to produce over 40% of their electricity. But activists have criticized the Georgian government of relying too heavily on hydropower. 187 memorandums for hydropower plants have been signed since 2008. According to Dato Chipashvili of Green Alternative, a Tbilisi-based environmental organization, hydropower dams are not a silver bullet for addressing climate change.
Usually way out would be diversification in regards of the other renewable energy sources like solar and wind. We have only one wind farm in Georgia.
And although conservationists welcome the debate around energy issues that Namakwani has given rise to, their immediate concern is for the fate of Rioni sturgeons. In late June, the World Sturgeon Conservation Society, headquartered in Hamburg, Germany, addressed a letter to the Georgian government reminding them that Georgia signed on to the Bern Convention on the Conservation of European Wildlife and Natural Habitat in 2009. That obliges Georgians to establish protected areas for the sturgeon, something that the country has yet to fulfill. The World Wildlife Foundation similarly wrote an open letter warning against building more dams on the Rioni River, stating no hydropower plants should be built in improper places or affecting areas of high conservation value. With the outcome of the mediation still unclear, Scheel has a desperate hope.
We're going to seek international support to make sure that the species of sturgeon that are of international importance are going to be preserved and that we're going to restore this system so that there can be a future for the fish and also for the fisheries ultimately in Georgia.
DW.